This is Aoife Molloy here from RTE Radio 1, and I have some questions sent by our listeners into us here in the studio for our exclusive interview with Pablo Picasso. Picasso, what advice would you give to children in schools to inspire them with their art?
I think every child is an artist. I used to love to draw when I was a kid. Children can't help but create. They need to put their mind on the page. They want to paint, to sculpt, to write short stories, but they must always keep their impulse to create.
Amazing. Guernica is considered by many to be one of your finest pieces of artwork. How do you feel about people's positive responses to all your work?
As you know, I'm very flattered when I hear people like my work. So I find it a privilege just to make the work, and when people say nice things about it, it makes me very happy that I make them happy with my artwork.
Amazing. And can you tell us, why do you only sign your work with your last name, Picasso?
I think people, they just remember you more when, you know, it makes an impression. You look at the painting, you see the name is Picasso. And you see the painting is very different, and you remember the name is Picasso.
Yes, very exclusive indeed. And can you tell us what path led you to this position, to your high up position in the art world?
My mother and father have always encouraged me and given me a great opportunities to further my career. They even sent me to Paris as a child to work alongside amazing artists.
Oh, you are very lucky. And one more question sent in by our listeners. They want to know, what happens to the objects in your Cubist paintings?
The Cubist paintings, all the objects are broken apart and reassembled in an abstract form. It is a unique style of artwork that has inspired people to look at it from a different perspective.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your perspective and background with us here today in the studio. We really appreciate you taking this time.
Gracias.